thought what I might do is we'd take a look at the aims of this project in the front and see how we have done. That was in the front of the book there. It was to reestablish in Scripture the basis for our legitimacy and identity and how we relate to the body of Christ. And the purpose to minister to our uncertainties in these areas, that is, the uncertainties of some. And to my satisfaction, at least, we are a legitimate manifestation of the body of Christ with a specialized responsibility. Through the years, some have left us over this, feeling we are not. I think most are convinced here, and but possibly not all, I'm not sure about that. And I think for the future, I would like to review again more carefully the concept of the local and mobile, since several seem to be to think that's a rather vital concept in establishing our identity and our guidelines for the Navigator ministry. So we'll trot that out and look into that again. And I know the guys in South America want to make that a significant part of their discussion when we're down there next month. It seems to me, as it relates to the body of Christ, that very clear to me that we must learn to relate to local congregations. It's as often as some people have talked with me, well, shall I come with the Navigators? I'd say, well, if you do, we're going to ask you to come join us and become what we are, but to come help us become what we ought. And the same could be said relative to a local congregation. That not to become what they are, but help them become what they ought. And we have talked, of course, about some guidelines on how to do this. On the matter of the aim, I'd like to clarify there is not waiting in the wings some new aim that somebody hasn't trotted out yet, at least that I'm aware of. And I think that what we had last evening before we broke up was another approach to how to determine our limits. And that is to write them in the aim rather than have a section on the matter of limits. A third approach is Donald has one, and I have a fourth approach to the subject of limits. And so before I'll get to that in just a moment. But back on the aim, I'll get to the matter of limits here in a moment. Occasionally during the last 20 years, we have laid out before the staff for challenge, modification, clarification, the statement of the aim. Words change their meanings, things need to be updated, and it seems to me to be a healthy, though rather difficult, exercise. It's always difficult. It's much easier to talk systems than it is concepts. And that's why when you had the riots in the 60s, they were attacking the system, but without much content to go along with it. It's always easier. So when you wrestle with a name, that's taxing. I think we have improved our aim in two areas, in the term functioning disciple, and with the profile of that disciple, and whatever term works out best in a particular language or country, the concept I like. Also, the concept of a disciple-making ministry in which we can involve more people who want to be involved in it, I like that concept. And the 12 reasons I gave the other day for saying why I like the concept of the Navigator aim as stated, I have heard nothing to change my mind on that. And as far as I'm concerned, I know where I'm going. And in my heart, it's the same place I've been going for 35 years. And just a thought on that, If you're going the same way I am, I'd sure like it to be because you heard, not because you heard me say so, but I want a band of men whose hearts God has touched. Because I just don't see how, when you're out there in the battle, that you can survive on slogans or shouts. I'd rather have men who can hear the still, small voice. And as compared to those that have to be shouted at, I'll take one who can hear the still, small voice to ten that you have to yell at. And a criteria for me through the years of men that I want to work with is Proverbs 17:10. And reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. And you have to hit him over the head, well then I don't particularly want him on my close-in team. Now I'm speaking here to the clear trumpet sound. It says to redefine our aim and primary means of accomplishing it, to give a clear trumpet sound as to where we are going, why and how. And I don't intend to yell. If you could lift yourself out of your bailiwick for a moment, then try to look at 32 countries. It may give a little bit different picture of how you would approach clarifying your aim, your essentials, etc. The clear, loud sound is dictatorial, Western, American, etc. On the other hand, if it's not clear, you're not leading. Now, I'm aware of the more or less anonymous type leadership that I give. It's very interesting. Maybe I told you one time I was with the Graham team and I had to withstand one of the other team members. And it got so violent it had to go to Billy. So after we'd finished the encounter and he'd mediated it, he said, well, he said, Sandy, I'll have to admit, I didn't know what Doss saw in you. And then he went on to make some very complimentary remarks. Well, my thought is that when the day that God wants the high-profile, charismatic leader, then he'll get one. In the meantime, we'll have to use what we've got. And I'm a little emotionally overwrought this last week, but I'm not going to give up. And if you've got to sit here till noon, I'm going to say it, okay? I'm sorry about that part. I can't help that either. That's my mother's fault. And, Bodo, don't you tell my mother I said it either. I'm like my mother. Boy, I hope I have the zip she does when I'm 80 years old. Wow. My dad, too. As to Dawson's vision, Sandy doesn't have Dawson's vision. I've heard that off and on for 20 years, especially when I disagree with somebody else's vision in the Navigators. Well, somebody telling me recently, well, I read Dawson's book. Now, Dawson's, boy, that isn't mine. It was other works. I mean, it never was staff-centered. It was others, 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 others. Well, through the years, I haven't really said much because I think I know about as much as anybody else is what Dawson's vision was. But let me read to you something he said 7 months before he died. What the Navs need. One, men who think. Men who think. Not just follow procedure manual. Think. And we've been spending a week here trying to think. And I don't want guys I have to stand up and say, look, this is it. One area man said to me, what's on your heart, St. Lauren, for my area? I said, that isn't the point. What's on your heart for your area? I'm not out working in your area. We want number one men. Our posts are foreign assignments. We don't need assistant, second, or third men right now as much as we need top men. And I can go on down this list here. We need leaders, because we aren't going to say much about this publicly. He says, right now we're going to shoot for this. We're going to give 95% of our time to training people who are 100% for the navigators. So Doss didn't want any navigators? Well, that was 7 months before he died. So I feel like saying, let no one speak to me anymore of this matter. And besides, we're not here to try to find out what Doss would have done anyway. We're here to try to find out what God wants us to do. And I have never spent a moment trying to figure out what Doss would have done in my situation had he was still here, because those of us knew him know that nobody would know either. I have ready for printing a little modified history of the philosophy of the ministry, starting with Doss, and Jim Downey modified it, and I ought to get that out to you. Jim knows what he's talking about. The long-range planning part was not part of his mentality. And the thing that still motivates me and has is to see a little one become a thousand, and nobody become a somebody for God. And however that gets stated in name, that's what I'm going to give the rest of my life to. Number three, these transcultural minimums, I think we have the basis of what I'm looking for. But I think it's also true, as I was telling a couple of the overseas guys this morning, I think overseas more than I do U.S. I think I do. I find myself drawn to try to learn what you have learned and we have learned in this work through the years. Try to pull it together in that which seems so simple, so ABC, so what's new? But the kind of things that many people not even aware exist, and take those things and get them into such a form that we can take them in the sense of Deuteronomy, or rather Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. And a lot of people like that don't know the ABCs. And that's the drive, and that's the heart, and I keep saying it's an awfully big world. And a lot of people out there need those. Just the ABCs. And I think we have them here. I'm very pleased with what I'm looking for. I don't know if we, because they are so, some of us are so used to them, maybe don't realize the impact of them. But I think it's very significant, and I'm very grateful for that. Are we delineating the boundaries or the limits of our navigator ministry? I think that was a minor disaster. I think it was depending on the approach. I think we've had some misunderstandings, and et cetera. And I would, since this is my book in the first place, and I don't think I signed it over to you, and you're not home yet, I would like you to take out that entire section right now on limits. And I'd like to have Lauren and Donald gather them up. Okay. I'll tell them what we're going to do. Please, so we'll take the pink tab also. No, not. The goal, an aim, some kind of limits is not restrictive. It's for the sake of concentration and for freedom of activity to do the thing that God has called us to do. And if it hinders us doing that, then we'll get rid of it. I think that the ones you just got rid of, the essentials, don't need to be said anyway. We've said them once. I think on the age matter of 18 to 30, that really got out of proportion, unfortunately. And that was a miscalculation on my own part, the way I handled that. Had no intent that it should be a proposition. In fact, I spent a good little time explaining that when I introduced the whole subject of limits. But it was a starting point for discussion. And it's also, I find that it's easier to broaden things than narrow them. So we'll start there, and then let's go from there. And I think that the matter of calling and relating, that can be reinstituted in our section on relating. That the matters concerning an area rep of his gifts, I think that can be built into the requisites for an area representative, if that's what the USRDs want to do, and Jack. And the matter of missionaries and sending, that can be built into our objectives. And as to the will nots, I think that there are more and better ways to handle some of these things than for me to stand up here and make pronouncements on them. And whatever gets back into that section, or a facsimile thereof, will come from Jack and the RDs as it relates to the U.S. So I hope that this will back us off and let us get a run at stating what our aim says we will do and what we feel we probably should not do in some other approach. Well, I think a lot more could be said, a lot of topics, movement, etc. But I think that as far as I'm concerned, and my part of this project for the U.S. is over. I think I've made my contribution. I think that a clear statement of our identity and how to relate to the body of Christ in America should come from Jack and the USRDs and whoever they consult. I think the form in which the statement should be made, I think we have the concept, should come from Jack and the RDs for the USA and whoever they want to consult. I think that the profiles or descriptions or whatever you call them for a functioning disciple, a disciple maker, leader of a disciple making ministry, again, should be developed and with the U.S. decision making procedure. And I think also the proper limits built into the aim, relating, and evaluating. And here again, I think that's it should be left to the U.S. and its leadership. And also a statement of what will be reported on in the U.S. Therefore, whatever gets put back in here, from this moment on, will come to you through Jack and through the regional directors by way of limits, etc. And how it fits into the... In other words, I'm speaking now to that last objective on the page to implement these insights into our system. And I think that I am not aware enough of the grassroots applications of the systems to even try, and I shouldn't. I think I've done my job, and I've made now my contribution. Now I'm looking for yours. And the feedback that you get and what I can learn on how we can keep this simple. And any further, anything that I think I would need or we would need in evaluation, why, we'll talk over with Jack and the RDs. Now, having said that, it's really a delight to see through the years with the ups and downs that go along with it, but how God uses His people. Leroy, we called that time the coordinator for the work in the U.S., and made a tremendous contribution and turned the work around. Rod was responsible for the whole work in the U.S. for a while. Remember the RATS, what do we call it, the RATS conference down in... Where'd the word RATS come from?
Regional Area Training Seminar.
Regional Area Training Seminar. I think that was during Rod's tenure. And then the contribution that Skip has made, and many of you are sitting here who are the result of Skip's recruiting. And now, at this time in the work in the U.S., I believe that God has endowed and gifted Jack for what we need. And it's with continuing peace in my own heart, in spite of the ups and downs to get there, but never have wavered my own thought in mind, at least as I prayed and waited before God, that this was the next step for Jack. And the response that I get from the staff from whom I have talked, it's the same. And so, Jack, God bless you. It's over to you. And the last item on that list, implementing these things into the U.S. system, is yours. Okay?